All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Yeah, welcome back.
So glad you could join us today as we take a look at something
Absolutely.
kind of special, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be a fascinating case study. And one thing I love about these deep dives is we really get to look behind the curtain
Oh, for sure.
and learn from the experts.
Absolutely. And this one especially. Like,
Yeah.
this is a really great one to kind of get into and see what's happening.
Yeah, and today we're looking at a case study from Dahl Consulting.
Yeah, Dahl
They're
Consulting,
headquartered
right here in Minneapolis.
right here in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Been around for over 40 years.
That's right.
Yeah, so they've been doing this for a while.
Definitely experts in the field.
Workforce solutions expert.
Yes.
And I am joined by
Serenity.
Delaney.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Good.
And Delaney knows this case inside and out.
Oh, yeah, I've been digging deep into this one.
So I'm so glad to have you here to kind of walk us through this.
Excited to share.
All right, so for our listeners out there,
Yes.
this could be a really valuable deep dive, especially if you are
In the hiring world.
in the hiring space.
Yes.
If you're a hiring professional,
If you're managing a workforce,
especially a large contingent workforce.
especially a large contingent
Yes.
workforce. Yeah, this is for you.
So let's jump right in.
Let's do it.
Dahl Consulting,
Yes.
they were operating as a managed service provider or
Rare.
MSP.
Okay.
So for those who don't know, that means they're handling like
Everything.
all the different aspects
Soup to nuts.
of a company's contingent workforce,
Yeah, so yeah.
like sourcing the talent,
Sourcing, yeah.
managing contracts,
Yeah.
invoices, like
All of it.
all that stuff that
That
can be a headache.
really bog you
Oh
down.
yeah,
Right.
for sure.
So in this particular case study,
Okay.
Dahl's client had a challenge,
Oh yeah, they did.
to say the least.
Understatement.
Yeah.
What was going on here?
So new leadership came in
Okay.
and they just kind of,
New broom sweeps clean.
yeah, exactly. And they're like, all right, let's look at everything.
Yeah.
Let's put everything under the microscope. We're going to scrutinize all of our, processes and procurement and everything like that. And they decided to put their contingent labor program
Ooh.
out to bid for RFP.
So they're opening it up to the market.
They're opening it up saying, hey, we're looking for someone to handle this.
Yeah.
We want the best of the best.
Give us your best shot.
So, like, what kind of shape was this program in to begin with?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Because, if you're going to put something out to bid like that,
You got to know where you're starting from.
you got to know what you're working with.
Right.
So, like, what was the situation?
Yeah, paint us a picture here, Delaney.
Okay, so imagine like decentralized chaos.
Ooh, okay.
Like different departments were just doing their own thing
Oh,
when it
no.
came to hiring contingent workers.
Wild
The
West.
Wild West, yeah. So no cohesion.
Not a lot of efficiency
Okay.
and like no clear picture of spending.
Ooh, that's scary for a company, right?
It's scary. It's like you don't know where your money's going.
Yeah.
Invoices and payments were all over the place.
Yes. I can only imagine.
And when it came to, what they were paying for contingent labor,
Yeah.
or if those rates were even competitive,
Right.
forget about it.
Well,
I had no
probably.
idea.
So a real headache for anyone trying to make sense of it, let
Absolutely.
alone, actually try to
Control.
control it and optimize cost.
Optimize. Yeah.
Right.
Get the best value for their money.
Right. So Dahl comes in,
Okay.
wins the business,
Yes.
not once,
Not
but
one.
twice.
Okay.
So first they win it initially, and then after this competitive RFP
They
process,
win again,
they win again.
which is huge.
Yeah, that says something.
It does.
So what did their solution look like?
So they combined the power of an MSP with a vendor management system.
Okay, a VMS.
VMS, yeah. All right, break that down for us.
Okay, so think of it as the brains and the brawn.
Okay.
So the MST, that's Dahl. They provide the strategic oversight, the people on the ground making things happen.
Right.
And then the VMS, that's the technology platform that brings it all together
Okay.
and gives you that much needed visibility.
Okay, so that seems to be like the big thing these days, right? Is
Oh,
yeah.
everybody's talking about visibility,
Everybody wants visibility.
transparency, all
So
that.
what made Dahl's approach to visibility different?
So they focused on actionable data.
Okay.
So not just reporting for reporting's sake,
Yeah.
which nobody wants.
Yeah, just a bunch of numbers and charts.
Exactly. But insights that actually drove decisions.
Right.
So they're able to analyze bill rates, compare them to market trends,
Okay.
and identify areas for savings.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Right.
So they weren't just dropping this technology on the client and walking away.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
This wasn't just like, here's your software, good luck.
Right.
They actually worked hand in hand with the client to drive adoption across all the different departments.
That's huge.
It's huge because you need buy-in from everybody.
Right.
You need everybody to be on board and using the system effectively.
So that adoption piece is so important.
Oh, it's critical.
Because, I mean, you could have the fanciest system in the world.
Yeah.
But if nobody's using it,
it's useless.
It's a very expensive paperweight.
Exactly.
Right. And they didn't stop there.
Nope. They went above and beyond.
Okay. Tell me more.
So to make things even easier, they developed custom application interfaces to streamline time entry and invoicing.
Ooh, that sounds complicated.
It is, but it's so worth it.
Fair.
Think about all the headaches that solves.
For the client?
For the contingent workers themselves.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes everything so much smoother.
Streamlining efficiency, visibility.
All the good things.
All good things.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day.
What's the bottom line?
Show
me the money.
What kind of impact did all this have on the client's bottom line?
Okay, so hold on to your hat because this is where it gets really impressive.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so program adoption skyrocketed.
Okay.
Increased by 760%.
Whoa.
Yeah.
760%.
That's not a typo.
That's incredible.
It's huge.
Okay, and what did that translate to in terms of?
Dollars.
Dollars.
So that translated to a jump from $2.5 million in year one.
Okay.
To $21.5 million managed through the program by year two.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they scaled up.
They scaled up big time.
Significantly.
And that's not all.
There's more.
There's more.
All right. I'm on the edge of my seat.
So they achieved significant cost savings through rate management.
Okay.
Streamlined processes.
Mm-hmm.
Reduced errors.
Right.
All while effectively mitigating risk.
So they're ticking all the boxes.
Ticking all the boxes.
Yeah.
And we're talking close to $400,000 saved annually every year.
That's a pretty compelling argument.
I would say so.
To get your contingent workforce in order.
Absolutely. If you're not managing your contingent workforce effectively, you are leaving money on the table.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yep.
But I do want to touch again on the fact that Dahl won this business twice.
Yes.
Because winning the initial bid is one thing.
Yeah. Anyone can get lucky once.
Right. But to do it again.
After the client has had time to evaluate the market.
Exactly. They've seen what else is out there.
They've shopped around.
They've kicked the tires.
Exactly.
That says something.
It does. It speaks volumes about their commitment to client relationships.
Okay.
So Dahl's tagline is, it's the people.
I like that.
And they live that every day.
Okay.
It's not just about implementing technology.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the client's needs.
Okay.
Being flexible, providing that high-touch service.
Yeah, because every business is different.
Every business is different.
Every situation's different.
Exactly. And so when the client went back out for RFP, they knew exactly what they were getting with Dahl and the value that they brought to the table.
So it sounds like a key takeaway here is adaptability, being able to adapt to the client's needs.
Absolutely. And that adaptability is key for today's hiring professionals.
Yeah.
Because the world of work is constantly evolving.
It's changing so fast.
So fast. And you need a partner who can navigate those changes alongside you.
Yeah.
And that's invaluable.
It is. So as we wrap up here,
okay,
let me pose this question to our listeners.
All right, listeners, here's the question.
What are your biggest challenges when it comes to managing your contingent workforce?
What are you struggling with?
Are you struggling with some of the same issues that this client faced?
Yeah, those decentralized processes.
Lack of visibility.
Sky-high costs.
Yeah.
Are you feeling the pain?
Because this case study shows us that a strategic partnership with a company like Dahl
can make a world of difference.
Yeah.
Whether you're facing a similar situation.
Yeah.
Or just looking to optimize your contingent workforce program. Dahl Consulting has the experience, the expertise.
And most importantly,
the people.
The people.
To help you achieve your goals.
It's definitely food for thought.
Lots to think about.
For any hiring professional.
For sure.
So if you're intrigued by what you've heard today.
If this has piqued your interest.
I encourage you to reach out to Dahl Consulting.
They're ready to help.
They're ready to help you explore solutions tailored to your unique workforce needs.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Delaney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to all of you for listening to another deep dive.
See you next time.
We'll see you next time.